Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mojo Call. We do these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So we'd like to welcome you to get your 10 to 15 minutes morning worth of mojo every morning, and it's a great way to start your day. So thanks for joining us. My name is Nancy Holtman, and I come to you from the Maryland Marketplace with Team Revolution, and happy to spend a few minutes with you this morning. So it's hard to believe it's almost the end of the year again. And as we reflect on our year, we start thinking about 2022 and how that is just right around the corner. So how do you make this coming year your best year ever? And I think that's on a lot of our minds. You know, we've come off of almost two hard years of the pandemic and things changing and so much shift and changes in our world and the way that we do things. And I think a lot of us are ready to, you know, go out there and grab what we call that brass ring and make it our best year ever. So how do you do that? You should be planning now. You know, 2022 is built right now. And it can be done. It can be your best year ever. You want to have that breakthrough year? Well, to have a breakthrough year, a very dynamic five-step process is required. So there's lots of books written by many different authors about having your best year ever. But one central thing that is key to all the books and seminars and webinars that I've ever watched is five pretty key steps. And number one is you have to believe. You have to believe that it's possible that, you know, 2022 is going to be your best year ever and that there is no limitations. There's no excuses. Number two is you have to complete your path. You can't take your garbage in with you to have your best year ever. You have to complete your path, leave, you know, things that did not go well out of your 2022, things that need to be finished that are weighing heavy on you. You've got a few weeks to get them done, and you've got to complete the path. Number three is you have to have a plan. You have to design your future. And it needs to be a written plan. There's many studies on that. And have you sat down and written out your goals and designed what your future is going to look like in 2022? Number four is find your why. Listen, without that motivation, you're the only one who can motivate you. You've got to have a driving why to figure out how to have your best year ever. And number five is make it happen. You have to have execution and an action plan. Remember, this is a results-focused business. And without results, you're not going to have your best year ever. You're not going to be able to achieve the goals and the things that you want for you and your family. So you've got to have an action plan to make it happen. The central backbone of this system is you need to clarify what you want and go after it. Develop the courage to follow through and then leverage the motivation and commitment you need to accomplish your professional and personal goals in 2022. It's just not a matter of starting strongly, but it's also about making ongoing and intentional choices to pursue your goals. And it's about succeeding in every area of your life, just not financially, and achieving the most personal growth possible in the year ahead. So one of my favorite books is Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. This book gives powerful inspiration to changing your life by helping you identify on what you have to improve now, how to get over the hurdles in your way and avoid patterns and habits you need and also to put in new patterns and habits that you will need so that you can set achieving goals and dreams will come true and you will achieve those goals. One of my favorite quotes in the book is he says, by reaching for what appears to be impossible, we actually often do the impossible. And even when we don't quite make it, we eventually wind up doing much better than we would have ever done. So a couple days ago, I asked a few people on my team, how are their goals going for 2021 now that it was the end of the year and we were wrapping up? And it was funny the responses I got. most answered me was texts or emails just saying, you know, I didn't happen. I didn't get what I expected. And it was sad that most of us struggle to stick with our ambitions. We could be so much more and have better lives if we could only figure out the follow-through, the action plan. It stays hard, though, because we keep trying the same old things that don't work over and over. And what's been said about that? Insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So what do you have to do to finally break through the cycle of failing at your goals? Well, in this book, Michael Hyatt, he's here to teach you what his five-step plan for the five steps that we just went over for achieving your most important goals. With his vast experience and his knowledge, he'll show you how to achieve your dreams and that it's not only possible, but it is almost surefire for you to have this happen if you do it the right way. So here's the three biggest lessons I learned from reading the book and taking a closer look at success. Number one, it's good to work on multiple areas of your life at the same time as long as you choose them wisely because they build on each other. See, a lot of us think we can't take something more on, we're too busy, we got too much other stuff going on. But the truth is most things in life build on things you're already doing. And when you realize that and you learn to incorporate that, you can take on more. You can do more. And when you do more and you stretch yourself, that's where you start achieving your dreams and you start achieving great things. Number two is find a happy medium between goals that stretch you and ones that aren't too difficult. So he teaches you how to do that because some of us come out, you know, it would be like me saying, I'm going to run a marathon in March of 2022. It's not going to happen. I'm not prepared for that. I don't have the foundation built to achieve that goal. But, you know, can you become a RVP, a RD in 2022? Absolutely, because you've been building a foundation. So number three, to make your chances of making your dreams happen, the best way to have this happen, and he talks about this in the book and it is so precise, is team up with partners or a group to help you achieve your goals. So are you looking to have your best year ever? How many of you are nodding yes right now that 2022 is going to be the year you achieve your goals, especially in ACN? Well, let's get right to it and let's make it happen. So let's talk about those three lessons in a little bit more detail. Number one, choose the areas of life to work on wisely and your efforts will multiply across many different categories. The best place to begin is to find out where you like your year to be a year from today. What does an outstanding year look like to you? Do you have this written down? Because if you don't, your chances of achieving it are really null. So to find out, simply just journal. Write answers to that question. There are no right and wrong answers. Just write freely. Don't edit. Don't hold back. Where do you want to be standing a year from today? You might find that there are a lot of things you like to accomplish in different categories. We all want to be fit. We all want to have a good family. We all want to be debt-free. And many other things. Well, in this book, Hyatt teaches you that it is possible to have it all. He just wants you to focus on 10 aspects of your life that build on each other. And those 10 aspects are spirituality, marriage and partnership, parenting, friendships, intellectual life, personal finances, work, mental health, physical health, and your hobbies. So he wants you to write those 10 things down, find out how you're doing right now in these categories by giving it a score of from 0 to 10. This will show you what you're already good at and what you need to improve on. See, you can use your strengths to help you get other categories that you're weak in stronger goals, stronger. This is where he teaches you to build from one to the other. Now recognize how each of these categories affects the other, and you'll see that you won't be overwhelmed by all of them. Because how many of us shut down because we feel overwhelmed? You'll become more productive at work. For example, if things are good in your family life, in your relationships, opportunities of meeting people who are going to improve your career, improve your family life, improve friendships, maybe even a future spouse, you'll find these things, they'll have the biggest impact when you're focusing on all 10 of these things at the same time. Lesson number 2 is, he says, set your goals high, but not so lofty that they'll discourage you. I love talking to people about their goals. One thing I often hear is that they feel their goals are too much or that they're unattainable. You know, I always will remember my first year in ACN where I said I want to go RVP in 1 year. A lot of people said, that's impossible. You can't do it. It's too lofty. But I'm telling you, if you have a coach, a mentor, a good executable plan, anything you want to do is possible. I can always tell people that their goals are always good if you plan them correctly. So it's a difficult balance to set our sights high while at the same time not being unreasonable with ourselves. You need to know your own current capabilities and plan within those, but also make sure you're working on things that require significant effort. See, without stretching yourself, without significant effort, you're not going to change. You're not going to move up in life. You're not going to be able to achieve new goals. You know, just as an example, he talks about in his book, he says, if you want to write a book, you're not going to be a Nobel Prize winner on your first book. He says, that's too much of a lofty goal. It's a recipe for disaster. And it can even stop you from beginning at all. But he talks about what's called the delusional zone, and it's really important. But on the other hand, if you give yourself too long to finish the book, you're going to most likely give up, especially when things get boring or things aren't going right. So he says you have to find this sweet spot for your goals. And this is what Hyatt teaches you to plan for. And in that sweet spot, there's a thing he calls the discomfort zone. It's in this place where you're just outside your comfort zone enough that you're going to keep going to grow, but not too far that the difficulty pushes you away. To find this perfect middle ground, you have to ask yourself if the goal is attainable for where you're at, but make sure it also makes you uncomfortable, because without that, there isn't real growth. Lesson number 3 is get a team, a partner, or a coach if you want your chances of success to rise significantly. Any success I've had in my life is because I had a good role model, a good coach, a good accountability partner, a good mentor. I promise you that is the shortcut to success. In this book, the author talks about how he struggled to figure out a good pattern of productivity, of being productive after he began to work on himself. At the time of he got a recommendation from a friend, he hired a coach to help him stay accountable. His rate of progress quickly improved like he had never imagined possible. It's sad how often we sit here struggling, trying to figure out how to do things on our own, especially when there's loads of people who have been through exactly what we want to do and what we want to accomplish. And these people are more than willing most of the time to show us the way. They're happy. They want to give back. And we need to reach out and to ask for that help. Not only that, but there's dozens of people around us working on the same goals that we're working on. Listen, that's one thing about ACN that we all have in common. We all want to reach the same level. And all we need to do is find somebody who's driven, who's going to be your accountability partner or your coach to get us through this. What if I told you I wanted to get good at playing the piano? What would you say to me? You'd probably say I need to get a piano teacher, right? It seems obvious. Well, do you have someone teaching you how to do this? See, you know, it's hard to hire a coach and to accept it, because we have to give something back to that coach. It's either money, you know, in my industry, in the real estate industry, coaches literally cost us thousands of dollars every month to coach us, to teach us to do better at our business. You know, a lot of us are into personal growth, and we pay thousands of dollars to take courses to be taught how to grow and to be better leaders. But what are you willing to give someone who's willing to coach you in ACN? See, the great thing about it is they're not asking you for money up front, but what they're asking you for is commitment. And are you willing to give that commitment? See, once we do, everything in our lives improves rapidly. See, the one thing that I was consistent about the first year when I went RVP in ACN was my commitment level. I was fully committed every single day. Was it uncomfortable? Absolutely. But that's where growth happens. See, you have to be coachable. Whoever you have coach you, listen to them. Be coachable. Find somebody who's done what you want. Be results-focused. Be driven. A coach can see things we need to improve on and ways to do it that would have taken us years to figure out on our own. I never could have figured out how to be an RVP in a year. But God bless me by putting Senior Vice President Leigh Ann Gabriel in my life, who knew exactly what I needed to do to become an RVP in a year. I just had to be committed, results-focused, and driven. That's all you need. The right coach, which we've got literally hundreds of them in ACN. You've got to find that person, be committed, be driven, and be coachable. And when you put that all together on a consistent basis for 1 year, a year from today, you won't recognize your life and you will have your best year ever. We know we can all do more, and we will when we have that attitude, when we have that passion. Remember, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So go out there and in 2022, be uncomfortable. Make it your best year ever. I wish you the best. Everyone have the best holidays and the best 2022. Take care. Have a great day.